Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Lonnie's back on Berg Vivant talking about some theater. That's why they call you the theater lady.
I wondered why they did.
That's why.
Now I know.
I put it in writing for you. What are we talking about?
We're talking about The Diary of Anne Frank, which is currently playing at the New Hazlett Theater, and it's Prime Stage Theater Company that's producing it.
This is the one where they're all in the attic, right?
The annex, yeah, the attic. I'll tell you, they did so much right. Prime Stage did so much right with this production, starting with the set. John Michael Bohatch set, and we've all seen this play so many times.
Yeah.
But this is the first time that I have seen a set that really gave me the feeling of claustrophobia and tightness and how they were tripping over each other. Mm. 8 people in this teeny tiny space. Really an effective set.
And that's sad because that space at the Hazlett is rather tall. There's a lot of room there.
Yeah,
so it's not like you're in a tiny little black box.
No, but they made the set so condensed. It was really effective. I was quite impressed with it.
I'd have been having heart palpitations.
Well, no, I was. I do get claustrophobic, and I could feel it, and I sometimes had to look aside a little bit just to open up the space for myself.
And the horrible, the fear that they had to live in, too, on top of that.
And that's one of the other things they did so well, was the sound effects that maintained that feeling of fear for us that were there in the audience. We heard air raid sirens. We heard, I guess they were fighter planes, bombers flying overhead. Mm. And it just was really building suspense and keeping you very engaged and frightened by what was happening. And the direction, Wayne Brinda, with Linda Haston assisting, directed it. And I loved that too, because all 8 of them were on the stage all the time. There was nowhere to go. They couldn't go out there. And no matter where the scene was on the stage, the others were all engaged in some sort of activity that they would normally be doing, and it didn't distract at all. It made it feel very natural what was happening. Mm. And they had these wonderful projection screens with very interesting projections on it that again added to the whole feeling of what was happening. It was very well done. And the cast, it was a terrific cast, large cast. And normally I talk about this standout and this standout, and I have to say this entire cast was perfectly cast and did a great job with all their roles. However, there was one real standout, the little girl. And I say little girl, she was 13, just about the right age that Anne Frank was when this was all happening. Madeline Delisio. And she was amazing. She had this energy and luminosity about her. She just glowed on that stage, and she was a perfect Anne Frank. I was so impressed with her, so impressed. And I talked with her afterwards. She was so cute. I said, well, gee, you're only 13. How long have you been acting? And she said, well, on stage since I've been 6, but actually, at 18 months, my parents tell me I was already, using my hands and acting. And she was adorable, and what a talented young girl. Yeah, very, very talented young girl. No matter how many times you have seen this show, Anne Frank, it's worth it to go to see her on that stage. She's somebody that, if she chooses to go and continue with her acting, she will definitely be a success. She will go places.
Very good.
And this is running through May 13th, so you have to get there fast if you want to get there. And I was very impressed. I thought it was well done, tightly directed, tight whole production. There was just boom, smooth, everything.
Good show.
Very good show. Very good
you
show.
You enjoyed it.
Well, as much as you can enjoy a show like that, but I have...
Difficult subject.
But right.
It needs to be handled delicately.
And they did such a respectful job with all the characters, and it was just so well done. My favorite production that I've seen of this show, and I've seen...
Ever?
Ever.
And how many do you think you've seen over the years?
Oh, you know, I was thinking about that. Yes, more than three.
Wow, yeah. You are the theater lady.
Well, it's a classic, you know. And everybody does it slightly differently. So.
Yeah.
I've seen three just in the past probably 18 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Diary of Anne Frank, Prime Stage Theater at the New Hazlet.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.